and welcome to Quality of Life Radio, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Quality of Life show, where every third Wednesday we get to chat with Dr. Jackie Ubani about heart health. Dr. Jackie is a board-certified cardiologist and an electrophysiologist, and she's the author of the best-selling book, Women and Heart Disease, The Real Story. Go to her website, womenandheartdiseasebook.com. So every time she comes on the show, we have a question, and we're going to start digging into there's different heart diseases, and today we're going to be talking about cardiomyopathy. I think that's a word, right? Dr. Jackie, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. And you did say that right. It's called cardiomyopathy.
Oh, my gosh. So do I get 10 points?
You get 10 points and a glass of wine.
Oh, ooh, later. 5 ounces, yay. Everybody.
Ooh, yes, so five ounces.
Oh, yeah, so, I love this.
But the word myopathy, that does it have anything like there's that thing about vision, myopic vision, is this two different words now?
Completely different. Myopathy in this case is referring to muscle, the heart muscle. So it's just a problem with the heart muscle.
Okay. So I want to step back from cardiomyopathy just to touch on heart disease. And that's, you talk about women and heart disease in your book. And, you know, a big thing is that, you know, for women, the symptoms are really quite hidden and we don't have a heart attack the same as men. It's hard to tell. And even just going through these different, there's different, so like heart disease has different forms. So cardiomyopathy is a form of heart disease, right?
That's correct. There are different kinds of heart disease. And just heart disease in general just refers to any ailment that causes dysfunction of the heart. So you can have five different kinds. You can have, or there are five things that fall under that category. For instance, if you have problems with the blood vessels, as in occlusion of the blood vessels with plaques and fat, then you can get a heart attack. So that's a blood vessel problem. You can have problems with the valves of the heart, which can eventually lead to heart failure, whether the valves get too tight or they're too floppy. And you can have problems with the rhythm because, you know, the heart needs a rhythm in order to pump. So you can have problems with the electrical component or the rhythm of the heart, which either causes the heart to go too fast or too slow, also causing symptoms. And lastly, you can have the cardiomyopathy or heart failure, which is when, you know, the muscle of the heart is not working well, and therefore you have inefficient pumping of blood. So those are the different categories of heart disease.
So when it comes to the muscle, you know, we always talk about, you know, working out and being healthy, taking our walks for, you know, reversing the negative habits in our lifestyle to the positive ones to, you know, stave off heart disease. Like, you know, heart disease, you stay on your side of the fence, man. You go over there.
Right.
We're going to be healthy over here. We get only 5 ounces of wine, but we do get our wine. We do get our dark chocolate, but only a little bit. Everybody back off on that side. But the muscle, it's like, we always think about muscle, like you want to exercise your muscle to be healthy. And so would that be the same for your heart muscle? Like is there something we can do to help that muscle be strong so that it doesn't get hurt?
Yeah. So living a healthy lifestyle always helps the heart function better. So all the things that we've been talking about since we started, you and I started talking about heart disease, all work together to help the heart function better, keep the muscle stronger. So these things include exercising, you know, on a regular basis, you know, not quit smoking if you do, healthy eating, and keep it maintaining a healthy weight, and those kinds of things. We talked about the Mediterranean diet. So living a clean and healthy lifestyle contributes to better heart function.
Is there actually an exercise that actually does specifically target the heart? Like, I'm just thinking back to like this old exercise program, Jack LaLanne, and he would jump up and down and do these things. And he said, this is exactly for your heart, that would target the muscle of the heart. And I always thought, no, that's really doing your legs and your arms. I don't see it going to the heart other than you're bouncing up and down. You know what I mean?
Like, there's no specific exercise that you point to and say, okay, this particular exercise is going to strengthen your heart. But overall, cardio, any kind of exercise that increases your heart rate, so basically cardio is good for the heart. It doesn't mean that you have to do the most strenuous cardio ever. You know, just, you know, raising your heart rate a little bit, and that can happen with anything that you do, is good for the heart.
Wow. So, yeah, so do cardio, and that's why walking is so good, right?
Walking,
you can do cardio, and it's gentle, you know. Swimming's good too, right? Just don't swim, don't drink the pool water. I've been swimming. Yeah. I've been good, and I thought of you because I actually, you know, swimming, you can feel your lungs, you can feel like your body stretch, and it's just, it's really, if you haven't swum for a long time, it's actually like, oh, holy cow, like this really does use your muscles up, and you do get some cardio in there, so it's cool.
Swimming and walking are the two best.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And we've been doing both. We've been walking dogs in the neighborhood with deer. It's cool.
It
feels so much better to do, you know? So going into, so cardiomyopathy would be, okay, now something's going down. So would this be like the onset of having a heart attack, or when someone comes to see you, you know, maybe has a checkup, a heart checkup, do you like, what happens with this?
Yeah. So cardiomyopathy is when the muscle of the heart is weakened by something. And it could be a heart attack, could be because of longstanding hypertension, diabetes, or whatever. So the muscles of the heart is weakened, and therefore the heart does not contract very well. Because as you know, the heart contracts and pumps blood to all of the organs so that the organs are provided with the oxygen and the nutrients it needs to survive. With cardiomyopathy, the pump function is weak, and therefore you're inefficiently pumping blood forward. And it can lead to a lot of symptoms that people experience with cardiomyopathy.
Okay. So this is something, you know, that we can, as individuals, do we have like symptoms that we know that this is, we need to go and see Dr. Jackie or our doctor?
So some of the symptoms that you can have, and this will usually come on after long-standing heart disease. And then you develop, so cardiomyopathy or heart failure is the end stage. After you've had all these things for a long period of time, the heart can't tolerate any of these things, and then it eventually fails. But the symptoms that you have associated with it includes just being extremely short of breath with mild activity. I mean, taking a couple of steps and just being really tired. Some people even complain of being tired at rest. So very short of breath. Very low exercise tolerance, swelling, you accumulate fluid in your lower extremities, both legs, sometimes in the abdomen, not being able to lay down flat in bed because you're accumulating fluid in your lungs. So these people either want to sleep with multiple pillows to keep their head elevated, or sometimes they sleep in an inclined chair because that's where they feel more comfortable. So in general, just extremely weak, fatigued, tired, swelling, short of breath, just poor quality of life in general.
It's like when we talk about heart disease with you over the years and heart attack, it kind of goes with that, right? Those same kind of symptoms. But it's got to be so difficult now with COVID, where it's kind of the same symptoms. You know, if someone's got COVID, they may not be breathing well, they're fatigued. So how hard is it now as a doctor seeing this? I mean, are you getting people like not knowing which way it is? You know what I mean? Between the two issues.
So COVID can actually lead to a heart failure or myopathy, because COVID itself can directly affect the muscles of the heart, which will cause it to not pump effectively. So you can have heart failure as a result of COVID. And in that case, you know, you treat the COVID, of course, but you will eventually need to treat the heart, the muscles of the heart, and the heart failure to help the patient feel better.
Wow. So have you seen that now over the last few years of, you know,
Well, like we would see more of it during, yeah, during the first COVID outbreak where we had a lot of hospitalizations. Cardiac manifestations was a big, big thing with these hospitalized people with COVID. But now we don't really see anyone in the hospital with COVID, which is, I mean, I guess the Omicron or whatever variant we're dealing with now doesn't seem to be as deadly as the initial COVID, but does spread pretty fast. But it just seems to stay in the upper respiratory system. So thank God we don't have, our hospitals are not overwhelmed with COVID patients like it once was. So we're happy.
I'm sticking to wearing a mask.
Yeah, we're still being babies about it. We're not like, you know, we're still, because we travel full time so we're very like, you get in a new town and, you know, my phone gives me alerts about what to do. And I'm like, okay. But if you're in a closed space, like, you know, public bathrooms and stuff, like wear your mask, you don't know, you know? So that's for us, you know, everyone's doing what they want to do, but we're trying, you know, cause you know, and, you know, we live kind of an isolated life as pet sitters. We're isolated on a farm or in a house and away from people. And that's kind of cool. Sorry, that's kind of cool. No, but we miss our friends. But, you know, but it's, you know, going back to this. So you're saying COVID like can, you know, now lead to cardiomyopathy. So what about other diseases? Can that happen too? I know we've talked about diabetes as a big one, but like if you have cancer, can that cause cardiomyopathy because your body's working hard because of cancer?
Well, I guess it depends on the kind of cancer and if it has some heart manifestations. But it's I would say it's rare for that to be the case, unless you have some kind of metastatic disease directly to the heart as a result of the cancer. But, you know, heart disease is very much related to lifestyle.
Or you're born with it. Yeah.
Or you're born with it if you have a genetic, if you have a genetic predisposition. Yeah. But the percentage of that compared to lifestyle causes of heart disease is very small.
So what is...
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, I was going to ask, what is a heart murmur exactly? I mean, how does
it's where you go, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? That's what Dr. Jackie does with the stethoscope. Can you hear me?
I know. I'm just wondering.
Go ahead.
No, I was just wondering if that's something you inherit.
So a heart murmur, basically when you're hearing that is sometimes you're just hearing blood going through the valve. So you have four chambers in the heart and four valves. So as blood goes through the valve, sometimes you can hear that. So we say that they're good murmurs or normal murmurs versus bad murmurs. So the bad murmurs tend to be louder, harsher, and they tend to signify that there's a problem with the valve. So if your valve is calcified and it's not opening well, so you can just imagine it's like a little tight straw and the blood is trying to pump blood through the straw. So you hear this harsh sound as it's trying to push through that valve. So that would be considered a bad murmur because that would indicate that there's a problem with a valve that needs to be repaired. So you can either have the valve being very calcified, not opening well, and the heart trying to forcefully pump blood through it, or the valve being incompetent, not being able to close efficiently, and blood is going backwards. You know, so you can imagine this blood going backwards, making a noise. Blood going forward through a tight straw, making a loud, harsh noise. So when you have a murmur, a bad quote unquote bad murmur, it's usually an indication that there's a problem with the valve that may need to be fixed.
Wow! So this is like traffic going backwards, like you're going the wrong way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You hear that sound, and it's like, we don't like that sound. My gosh! So if someone knows that they have heart disease, do they go for like regular checkups like with you? Do they go in and say, okay, you got to check this so that it doesn't end up?
They need to be followed on a regular basis. They need to be on medications as prescribed and make sure they're compliant with the medications. They may on occasion need, you know, procedures to be done, tests that need to be run. and those kinds of things. It needs to be followed long term to see, you know, if it's progressing or what have you. So you need to make sure you are having regular follow-ups with your doctor, you are compliant with your medications, you are following up with the tests that you need to do in order to have a prolonged and good life.
Yeah. It's interesting to me about fatigue being something there, and I think that's where people don't think about it. They're just like, I'm tired, I'm overstressed, you know, take a pill, go to bed, get up, and they're still tired, so they don't realize where fatigue can be something serious, you know. So maybe that's why we're supposed to go to doctors for regular checkups, right?
Well, absolutely. I think if you wake up tired, and I'm going to divide tired different from mentally stressed, physically tired. If you wake up physically tired, I think you need a doctor.
especially if you're tired along with other signs of heart disease, like the swelling in the legs, you know, not being able to even walk before you get short of breath. And also if you have other medical conditions that point to heart disease, if you have poorly controlled hypertension, for instance, if poorly controlled diabetes, you know, high cholesterol, if you're obese and those kinds of things, if you have multiple of those things together, you definitely should be seeking medical attention for that symptom.
Dang, I'm going back in the pool, man. You're scaring me.
I know. Well, when I watch people run, I'm just like, no, I don't want to do that.
Well, everybody's different. Dr. Jackie, you've said on the show before that do it bit by bit. Don't just start busting out of the house.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And it doesn't take a marathon runner to have a good heart. As a matter of fact, when you exercise beyond a certain threshold, it's actually bad for the heart. So, you know, you don't have to do exceptionally rigorous activity. You don't have to be a triathlete. You know, just walking is good. The American Heart Association recommends a minimum of 150 minutes a week of moderate type physical activity. That's more than just 2 hours.
It's not a lot.
Minutes. Oh. That's it. Minimum. Yeah.
Okay. So, that's
anybody
bad.
Can do. Yeah. Anybody can do that.
You can do that.
This is why dogs are good for people.
I think that's way healthier than running, because I watch people who run and they all look like they're going to fall over.
If I started running now, I'd get a black eye.
No,
I'm sorry, but it's true.
I don't fall over in front of me because I don't know what to do for you.
No, but some people love to run and you see them and they push themselves. But like even if we're hiking and then I'll turn like, no, let's go here. Nancy turns. She's like, no. She goes, I'm at my point. And I'm like, oh, just a little bit more. And she says, she uses it. She said, Dr. Jackie says, if I feel this way, no. And I'm like, oh, come on, just over there. And she's like, no, I can already feel I'm overheating. I'm done. And that's that.
No, but so, I really do have a real problem with sunstroke. I don't know.
Yeah, but there is something about not pushing someone where they're not.
I really have to put my head in a bucket of water.
but there is something about, you know, I think part of the way for people to get healthy is we want our group aspect. So like if you have a walking group in the neighborhood or something, it helps you stay on track and keep going. I also think it just helps to also have people that don't push you too far in a group who, if you don't have a doctor walking with you, or the jogging groups.
And also, you know, everyone has different medical issues that they're probably not willing to share with their friends. So you should definitely make sure you clear it with your doctor that you can do certain levels of physical activity before doing it. And, you know, if you don't want to be pushed further because you have something, some underlying condition that maybe you don't want to talk about, and that's okay too, but just make sure you talk to your doctor, figure out what you can and cannot do. And then eat accordingly.
I like that. And everyone, you know, as we talk on these shows, always go to your doctor. Nancy and I are here to kind of spark the awareness and bring guests like Dr. Jackie on. And I definitely get Dr. Jackie's book. But if you're feeling any of these things, you need to go to your doctor, right? It's a hospital, you know. Before you go, Dr. Jackie, do people without heart disease, should they be doing an annual heart doctor checkup, or do you just go to your regular doctor?
You go to your regular doctor first, and if there's some red flags or alarming features, then your regular doctor would refer you to a cardiologist.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
But definitely the regular doctor would be the one to pick up any of the red mm-hmm. flags that would suggest that you need to move on to a specialist.
And go see Dr. Jackie if you're in Southern California. So everyone, the book is Women and Heart Disease, a Real Story, really important. Women's heart health. You're saying it's like it kills more women than breast and lung cancer combined in the States.
That's correct.
So if you read her book, you'll be able to help your life reverse those habits and friends and family, and also be able to recognize maybe some heart disease issues or even a heart attack in your loved ones' lives. And that's really important. So it's an important book for men to read as well as women. So go to womenandheartdiseasebook.com. And also, if you're in Southern California looking for a cardiologist, go to cvwellnessinstitute.com. Again, Dr. Jackie is here every third Wednesday. And you can keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. So, and if you have questions for Dr. Jackie on the show, email us through bigblendradio.com. See our contact form there. Just send us a question and we'll see if you can get that to happen on the show. So thank you so much, Dr. Jackie.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
We're going to go have our wine. 5 ounces, ladies. 5 ounces.
Only five.
5 ounces. That's correct. All right. Take care.